Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Some of the most popular YouTube clips in Montana this week, highlights of Sunday's rally in Butte, where backers of the Montana plan rallied in support of Initiative I-194, the measure that seeks to make reforms to limit the influence of dark money in politics. Much of that attention focused on the remarks of former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who's among political leaders who want to see changes to counter the controversial Citizens United court ruling. Buttigieg got some of the strongest applause when he tied the influence of corporations to the thorny question of data centers.
You're not alone if you believe that if somebody wants to come in and put a data center, they ought to have to prove to the satisfaction of the community and its leaders that it's not going to do more harm than good environmentally.
Buttigieg had equal criticism for what he called the broken system of American politics across all spectrums of political ideology. Drivers heading through Mineral County should prepare for summer construction on Interstate 90. Starting next week, the Montana Department of Transportation and Riverside Contracting will begin resurfacing a four-mile stretch of I-90 between Saltese and Hagen. Commuters should expect single-lane traffic delays and reduced speed limits of 35 miles per hour between 6 in the morning and 9 p.m. in the evening. Wide loads are also being restricted. That work in addition to what's going on toward the summit of Lookout Pass. A new national report suggests that the lack of transportation funding is putting the future of Montana's roads and bridges at risk. The study from the research nonprofit TRIP reveals that nearly one-third of major roads in the state are in poor or mediocre condition. Rough pavement is costing the average Montana driver, according to this report, over $600 annually in extra vehicle repairs and fuel consumption. The report also found that 7% of Montana's bridges are structurally deficient. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit MontanaStateNews.com. Ready?